LiveWire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang for LiveWire. Today's feature is Story Behind the Song. I'm delighted to welcome Tony Manta. He's a musician, singer, songwriter, producer, and manager of Plateau Music in Nashville. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing great, thanks.
You have so much knowledge on music. I'm very interested to know which singer you have chosen to talk about today and what song have you picked?
Okay. All right. The song that I picked is a song that was written back in 1961. And it was written by a Belgian poet-composer by the name of Jacques Brel. And he did it. The original title was Le Moribond, which I think translates into The Dying Man. Mm-hmm. And the way that he wrote this song, it was rather macabre. You know, it dealt with an older man dying, saying goodbye to his priest and his best friend and his wife, who had been cheating on him with his best friend. Mm-hmm. So it became quite a hit, and this man has written many songs that have been re-recorded by very well-known people like Ray Charles and John Denver, Judy Collins. He influenced David Bowie. He was quite the composer and songwriter. Mm-hmm. But the interesting part on this is that an American poet by the name of Rod McEwen, mm-hmm, actually translated the lyrics of the song into English. And in 1964, the Kingston Trio released the first English language version of this song. And right. And it was a minor hit, you know, it did well for them. The singer that wound up releasing it in 1973, and then it peaked in 1974, mm-hmm, he was actually hearing the Kingston Trio's version of it, yeah, and he decided that he wanted to make some changes. So the irony of this whole song is that it started out with the Belgian poet writing the song, and then because the American poet rewrote it, he became a part writer of the song. And then the last singer that recorded it, that made it a huge hit, rewrote it, added another verse to it, but never thought that it was going to do that good, so he never took any writing credits. Aww. And the amazing part of it is that it sold like it, and this singer-songwriter was a artist in Canada.
Yeah.
And he had done a few things with his family and everything and had some hit records, minor hit records out there. And then he released this on his own label, and it became the biggest selling single in Canada. Mm-hmm. It just went crazy. And then it crossed over into the United States and it went huge there, selling more than 3 million copies. And then it went into the UK and it became a huge hit over there. And then worldwide it sold over 6 million copies. So it became a huge, huge hit record. And so this singer-songwriter was working with the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And he heard this Kingston Trio version of it, and he thought that this would be a great song for the Beach Boys. So he started working with the Beach Boys on it, and they took in and actually started some production and started really working on it. But then, and they had Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys singing the lead. And then it became a problem because Brian Wilson started getting involved and wanted to take over the production, and they started going back and forth and wanted to take control. And ultimately, the singer decided to leave. So he left, mm-hmm, and it, mm-hmm, never got finished.
Oh.
So then, and part of the reason why that I chose this song is because I was going to Berklee College of Music in Boston in 1973, and this song was just released, and I'd heard it a few times, and I just loved the song. And when I heard it, I never really truly listened to the lyrics. It was more about the music at that point. I really liked the music. I liked the flow of it. I liked the way they put it together. So I decided to mark it as one of my favorite, and I actually performed it with my band because it was so good. And then one time I got a chance to, I was working on a show, and I actually got a chance to meet the singer of the record that made it a huge hit. And we just got talking, and then he told me a little bit about the background of it, you know, with the way it was translated and how morbid it was on this man was gonna kill himself, and it was just really quite interesting. So he had heard it, and he rewrote it because he had a friend of his that he'd found out that was dying of cancer. And so at that point in time, he decided that he had to take and change it a little bit and kind of rework it, and he did. So he reworked it to the point of where it became a major hit, like I said, in Canada, and then a major company in the U.S. went over to Canada and signed him so that they could release it in the U.S. It became a big hit there, and then the U.K. It just turned out to be such a monster song. It dealt with basically the singer saying that, you know, he had to say goodbye to some of his friends because his friend was dying, and he just wanted to make sure that he got the point across that this was, you know, important to him. So he put it all together and he laid it down and got it going, and not knowing what it would become. And it just became so huge for the singer that releasing it in 1973. And he was in a group called the Poppy Family, and they had a number two hit record back in the 70s, and they had two or three others that got up in the top 40s. And then he decided to take this song and really really make it his own. And he had got a chance to meet with the original writer.
Yeah.
And got a chance to talk to him, and so right before the release of the song in 73, the original writer retired, and no one could understand why, you know, and they found out 6 years later that he had cancer himself, and he died in 1978. So he never really got a chance to relish, you know, all the success of the song with the last singer that recorded it, because he was fighting cancer, you know. So it was kind of a sad situation, you know, for both of them. But the name of the song, which I'm sure everybody once they hear this, you know, will know it. And now, hopefully, you know, they're going to hear this song, and now that they know the true story behind it and how it transitioned from a very sad ballad to a translated song for the Kingston Trio, and then ultimately the singer out of Canada re-recorded it, added a verse to it, and wound up selling, like I said, over 6 million copies worldwide. It just made life change for him, because it changed his life to the point of where he became an environmentalist and started you know, working different things that he wanted to do and trying to help people. And he's still alive today, sings it every now and then.
Do you know him directly? Really, do you know him directly?
I met him one time.
I met him one time
at the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, really nice guy. And he was just real humble, real just genuinely guy that you would want to know because he was just he cared about the environment, he cared about people, he cared about a lot of people, and a lot of things, and tried to help people, and just a really truly nice guy. Mm-hmm, So you couldn't ask for a better person to actually get this. Get this song, get this recognition because of everything he'd done. He took and did good with it. If you go back and you look at the version that the original songwriter wrote, it is very dark. It's about dying, but it's a very dark, way that he puts it across. Whereas with the way that the last singer that rewrote it and did it, it was kind of about a friend of his that was dying, but it was saying goodbye to people, but it was done in such a way that it kind of can pull at your heartstrings, but it can still make you feel good because of the music and the way that it was all put together. With the way that he had wrote it and composed it and arranged it and produced it, if you really listen to it, it makes you think about life. It makes you think about your father. It makes you think about friends, because mm-hmm. that's what he tried to do. Because it's like if anybody's lost their parents, and they hear that, that's the first thing they think about. The same thing with any other friends that you might have. He wrote it and put it together and arranged it in such a great, awesome way that it touches on sadness, but it does it in such a way that it might make you feel a little bit sad, but in a good way. He made a lot of money off of it, but he turned around and gave it back to a lot of people and helped people. So a really good guy. So once people hear this song and remember it, I'm hoping that now they're going to kind of look at it a little bit differently, and they might be able to, look it up and do a little bit more research on it, because there's just so much more about how he had took and changed his life and did things for people in Canada and just did so many things, and they can look up and see his history of his music and how he performed and had some minor hits, and then all of a sudden he had this big hit. And the singer is Terry Jacks, and this big hit is called Seasons in the Sun.
Fantastic. It's a lovely song. And thank you so much for coming.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine shell, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.